All right, here we go, kicking off the podcast. Yes, I'm eating an M&M. I'll explain that later. So thank you to our sponsors, O'Reilly Auto Parts. We love O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And a reminder, at the end of the podcast, right after the closing jingle, we have an interview with Dan and Shay.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
Where's
the
Patrick? Podcast, the podcast. He's not singing boisterously.
Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Harmonizing. Where harmonies don't need to exist.
Some really big clouds headed our way. Here's Trisha Yearwood. Oh, we're about to die.
I think you should cut that gold too. Oh, here's Trisha Yearwood. Oh, we're about to die. That's my favorite part.
Okay.
All right. I just like that so much.
I'll have to do that later because I'm in the middle of a couple other record screens.
I know.
Here.
I want that to become a thing that we just say that becomes a gold. And then when Trisha comes back, we can just play it for her. I'm like, I don't know if you know why we say this, but we just console. Oh, here's Trisha Yearwood. Oh, we're about to die.
So that is from Carson being the hugest Garth Brooks fan ever on the planet. She went to see Garth, and she was talking about it on the show. Well, the problem was that whole show was canceled because of really bad weather. But you got to see Trisha Yearwood and who else sing?
Emmylou Harris and Chris Young. Mm-hmm. So we got about four songs in, and the really, really, really bad weather showed up, and you could literally see the clouds rolling in.
But also, that's from the podcast, and then if you listen to the podcast on half speed, we sound drunk.
That's some really big clouds headed our way. Here's Trisha Yearwood. Oh, we're about to die.
It's so weird because every time I hear that, I kind of want to wobble. Like,
exactly.
I'm like, she's
I've
drunk.
Never really seen drunk Carson, but I feel like I know exactly what she's going to sound like. That's it.
Probably not wrong. Boy, drunk Carson's a little touchy-feely, though.
Oh,
I know. I turn into a nice person.
What?
Really?
I love everybody.
Kind of strange.
I wasn't at all prepared for this. Are we doing this?
Are we with the candles?
Or do we not?
Yeah, we're doing it.
Oh, we are?
Oh, yes. We are excited. We are auctioning off our prank candles. We have...
Why are the M&Ms in here?
He brought them in.
Just keep talking. Don't let me distract you from doing your job. Go on.
I can't wait till a week or 2 weeks from now when Bubba starts complaining about how fat he is so I can pull this up and remind him that this is why. That's why.
Every time you hear that sound, that's me getting M&Ms out of the M&M machine. Thank you.
Take that away from him.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It's only a couple M&Ms each time.
Okay, we're going to do this or not?
Yes.
So stop trying to do another bit inside the bit.
I'm not doing another bit inside the bit. I was getting M&Ms because I'm fat.
Trying to avoid the other bit.
We are auctioning off the prank candle, one of them. This is...
I don't even remember how we did this. So do I have to pull it up and read the comments?
You got a bid in the comments for the candle. Now, this is a candle that is hand... why am I doing this? We have QVC Carson
QVC
here.
Carson! Wait, give her a candle. Hold on.
Oh, I don't want to touch it because I thought it makes your hands stink.
Look what I have. I went out to my car and got some medical
gloves. Thank you. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
You can hold it here. Best. Here, actually, I'll give you two.
Thank you.
That's now, those are my size, so I don't know how they're going to fit, but...
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
Just look at her. She's got the gloves on.
Got a surgery up
her
here.
Her PPE.
Oh, wow. So they seem to be getting a bit more...
There's transference of scent happening here?
Yeah,
a little bit.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You can almost... Still citrusy, but there's something coming through that.
Is that the bad one? There's one of them that is worse than the other.
Yeah.
Being said... It is still a limited edition collector's item. These will never be made again. Once they're gone, they are gone. And you hand poured by Big D himself. He went through the trouble. He went through the recipe making, the specific combination of scents, and then the layering, the care that he put in. So much that his child was gagging. And D said, no, I'm committed.
I'm
going to make sure that this is done. So you're frankincense candle.
So how many are we auctioning off today? Do we not know until we see how much interest there is?
Yeah, let's
is that
see the
kind of thing? Okay. Also, we have Sharpies, so you guys can personalize and autograph tins for whoever wins them.
Earlier this morning, I spoke to Justin.
If you want that.
Justin was one of the high bidders last time we did this.
Mm-hmm. Justin's watching. He's already commented twice. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know. You know.
Yeah. So I was talking to him, and he was I was like, "Hey, have you burned yours? Are you?" And he's like, "No, I've got it in my cabinet." So he's got his, and he's not going to burn it. And I asked him. I said, "Hey, man, have you noticed that it's like? Have you smelled it lately?" He's like, "No." I said, "Later on today, when you get to the house,
take
smell
the top
it,
off.
See if it's not starting to kind of."
Bleed through.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the case or if it's you leave the room, you come back, and it smells.
I'm just going to say that there's no bids yet. No one. I'm not sure.
Nobody wants. I think because there is the fear of the transference. Look, I picked one up. There's one that is worse than the other. One of these candles actually has a lot of fart scent on it. I don't know if it was one that you put the most in. But whenever I popped it open, it literally got on my hands from just touching the tin. Mm. I had to go and wash my hands like 4 times today just to get the smell off. And it's burned into my nasal cavity, and I still smell it.
You know, I do thank you for that testimonial, though, Bubba. And I'll tell you why. Because it lets you know that this is a quality item.
Oh, it is.
That this has a scent that is so concentrated that you're not going, when you see those candles at the grocery store, I get it. We're all tempted to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that those are made so cheaply. And when you go to burn them, it's nothing but a flame. This is where that scent concentration comes
in.
That care that D has put into this candle.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that care will not only be there when you're smelling the delicious orange, but when also afterwards when you are smelling the putrid fart.
Yes.
So you will get it on both sides.
It will happen. So there are a couple bids that have come in. So,
I'm not seeing the bids.
Justin said $20. Darren says, I'll do $25.
Huh? Yeah.
So we are at $25 for one of these amazing frankincense candles.
Yeah, and again, I'm not making any more of these.
No,
it was such a
your family vowed to disown him
thing that I'm not making any more. This is all there is. If you want to, you can learn how to make candles, but I highly recommend you don't because it is really, really harsh. Really harsh.
Well, making candles is good, but not making these candles.
Right.
Yeah. No. That's...
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it.
No, I don't either.
This is though. This is definitely worth the cost.
It just it just makes my heart smile when she does it. It really does.
Yeah.
Justin's back to 30.
All right.
All right, Justin.
All right. So the bidding has begun.
Justin wants to get a couple of them, I guess.
Yeah.
Justin, you're a glutton, bro, because
I know.
You're welcoming the and I don't know again about his current candle that he has, but. These are starting to leach. It's not good.
Or is it in our head? Because I didn't smell it.
I smelled it.
Let me see. Hand me one. I'm going to see if I can smell it.
I can't smell it. Give me one. I smell orange.
Now I smell orange.
Hmm.
Yeah.
No.
Give me that one.
See, what's great about these prank candles is...
That one's a little...
They're psychosomatic pranks. See,
I don't know. I smell orange, and I think I smell poot. And you know...
this
would it be like if you ate a lot of oranges...
And then went to the bathroom?
See,
I don't know.
Don't you think that... This one?
Oh, this one does kind of have a little fart, though.
Baby's got a
dirty. Man, I don't know.
Baby's got a dirty.
There's one of them that
Justin says, don't judge. I have enemies. Yes, Justin, I am not judging you.
And he's up to 40.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to put you on the spot here, Patrick, but I don't think he would be adverse for those of you who are maybe hesitant about bidding right now. Patrick will smell the candle for you. So if there is a particular one you say, you know what? I'd like to get heavier on the citrus. We'll put Patrick's nose right in there.
Or you can go heavier on the number two. We are not guaranteeing that this will be a prank candle. As in, it may already be a shank candle. Okay,
Bobby, smell this one. What do you think?
You're making me touch it without gloves?
Yeah.
All I know is that these are incredibly rare.
See, it's not that bad, is it?
Well, I don't have the top off.
Oh, take the top off.
I don't want to.
Darren Ramsey is the top bid right now, $45.
Darren, hi. Casey. Hope you're having a great day today. So glad to hear from you.
All right, you have to understand, I'm about to do this.
Dude.
Is that the one?
Yes.
See, I didn't even
smell. Dude, I don't even
have
the top off. Reading through I loosened it a little bit, and it.
I
think it's in your head, man. Becky says, why would you want to smell those? Lil Drippy, I don't want to interrupt the bidding, but I wanted to tell you all that I love your radio show. Oh, man, we don't want to. Thank you. We appreciate the compliments, but don't interrupt the fancy bidding.
I like Lil Drippy. Lil Drippy's got
Drippy,
a cool name.
You're my dog, but come on.
You know, this one is weird.
Oh, Justin's back to $50.
This one is weird. This candle right here, I don't know.
Now I'm smelling it in the studio.
Yes.
I'm smelling poop and
this
orange.
Is the one here. Carson,
and nothing is burning.
Carson, with your protective gloves. Take a whiff of that.
Yeah, that I think that was the initial one I smelled, and I promise the scent lingers in your nostrils.
It's like you get a whiff of the citrus, and then you
regardless of a good or bad smell, you do want a candle that's going to permeate.
That's right.
And this guarantees.
That one permeated.
Yeah, this is.
It's on my fingers.
I kind of find myself going back to it.
You like it now.
I kind of like it.
Okay, that's just twisted.
It's kind of like when you scratch your butt crack a little bit and you smell your finger. Oh, that should be a gold.
We ought to slow that one down and put
it in. No, it's like
scratch your butt crack
your finger. Well, gentlemen, it's been a fun ride. This is where I take
this
my
This is where you stop?
We're so glad that you are doing this for us.
$52 the high bid 52. Now. $50.
Do you ever take your finger and put it in your belly button and then smell?
You ever do that, Carson?
I think that's what that smell is. I smelled that.
Do you do that, Carson?
Carson's like, nope, never done it.
Nope.
I think only boys do that.
I mean, sometimes you get stuff in there. You get stuff up.
You got to get it out.
You get stuff up in your sugar bowl.
Got to clean out your belly button lint from your sugar bowl. That's how it works.
What's that? Luke Bryan who told us that? Yeah.
As charmingly attractive as he is, even that couldn't make me stop. I had to make the yuck face when he said
they
that.
They say no one's more honest than children. I can get my daughter in here and see if she's in here today and see if she smells orange.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, too, would you just, please?
Hang on.
That'd be good. Yeah. Because I think we've tainted the well. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Did you smell it?
Nope.
Which one did you bring in? Did you bring in Reese's Pieces?
No, I just brought
the M&M's.
Open that candle. Or smell that. What does it smell like?
Soap.
Soap.
Like soap. Right.
Okay.
It doesn't smell like...
smell like orange soap, maybe?
Orange? Smell like orange? No. Doesn't smell... Does it smell good or bad?
Smells good.
Smells good.
See, it smells bad to me. It smells I smell it. It smells like a poot. What's the bad? Where's the bad one?
I don't know. He said
this
Carson.
One was. I swear this one's bad.
I can't even tell anymore.
This smells like soap.
Smoke. Soap.
More soap.
Soap.
See, because she hasn't been exposed to it. Mm-hmm. So we're all smelling it over and over again, and it's in our head.
Yeah, okay. Because once you smell it, you smell it for life.
Nothing else.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that solved a lot, actually. That was a good
experiment.
What
are the M&Ms doing in here? Mr. Bubba stole the M&Ms and brought them in here.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing.
We have Reese's Pieces out there if you want some. I have all the pennies, though.
Oh, it doesn't smell good? What does it smell like?
Something.
Something?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, she said.
Smells good or bad?
I don't know.
How dare you steal the M&M's, she says. Okay, then. Without it in her head, she didn't think it smelled like
dirty diaper.
So maybe they are good. 65 is the latest bid, so that's where we're at right now. We're on the radio right now. You're good. Okay. The child does not want to be on the radio.
She's got the thickest Southern accent.
She does. When I was that age, I would have jumped at the chance to get in front of a microphone.
She got it from her mama.
All right, so where are we at? Are we wrapping this up?
The auction?
Yeah.
Here's what I say. The last bid from Casey was 55.
Okay.
And there's two bids over that. I say if Casey, Darren, and Justin, if y'all all want to pay $55, I'll send you all one because I want to get rid of some of these.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it's really fair.
I don't see anybody else bidding but those three guys.
Okay.
Casey, Darren, and Justin.
Okay. So if you guys want to do that, $55 apiece, you got it.
Yep. I'll take the lowest bid of the three, never going to be made again.
Casey, Darren, Justin, you guys, I'm so happy that you're home with these today.
In fact, while this stream is live, there's still 26 people watching. If anyone else, I'll make it 50. I'll make it easy. If anyone else wants to pay $50, I've got two more. We can get rid of five of them. So let's just put $50 as the price.
And who's going to take care of the shipping?
I got it.
Oh, look at that.
We'll ship them.
It's a bargain.
I will ship them to
$50 out the door.
$50 and done. So what you'll get it in that little
Justin says deal.
A bubble wrap packaging thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll even send you a Big D and Bubba postcard signed to you.
Some stickers.
Whatever we got here.
Some rubber gloves.
So you can handle this thing because God knows you probably need it. So
yeah.
Justin and Darren say that sounds good. I haven't heard from Casey, but you've got a limited time while we're doing the podcast to continue to claim your candle.
Right. My favorite is Lil Drippy chimed in again and said, what am I listening to right now?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
We don't even know.
This is about what we got for you.
Not sure, Lil Drippy, but I do love your name.
Philip asked Carson why she doesn't give one to Daryl. No, look, because Carson's going to have to keep living next to Daryl.
No, it's bad enough that people on the other side, whatever food they're cooking, I can smell that.
Are you saying that it smells like the candle?
Wow. By the way, congratulations and happy National Radio Day to you guys.
Yeah, you too.
We're celebrating together in here.
Yeah. All right. Keely just bought a candle for $50.
All right,
there's
Keely.
Only one left, so we're only doing five today.
Casey said yes. So
yeah, I know. So,
so if everybody's
anyone else who wants a candle, $50,
and it's done. Then we will have washed our hands of these. Literally washed our hands.
Folks, I hate for you to miss out with just one left on the shelf. This is your opportunity to get this once in a lifetime offer sent right to you, shipping included.
I'm telling you right now, I don't have a single enemy worthy of these things. There's no one I dislike that much. To put this in their home,
and it's so bad because they in good faith are lighting that candle that smells like an orange, without knowing that, because some people will leave the room and then it just gets stuck in the room. Mm-hmm. That smell, man, if it's already in here and we're not even burning it. Can you imagine?
I swear, it's on my fingertips again.
I can imagine because I made them, and I've had the oil on my fingers. Mm. Oof, it's rough. Rough.
Justin said, I'll do two at 50 if nobody wants the last one.
I want to hoke you up, but like, oh,
you
want to
hoke him up.
I want to hoke him up. Okay, now I've got it.
We'll move on to some other things. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We'll get those out in the mail to you ASAP.
And we're sorry. Thank you, and we're sorry.
Thank you, and we're sorry.
We're getting close to college football season starting up, not this weekend, but next. A few games. I think there's five or six games. And this is now the start of the name, image, likeness, NIL, deals that players are doing, and I wanted to kind of give you a couple of what are they doing, like, right? Like,
yeah, what I have,
well, they're not doing products, video games yet, right?
What products? No, what products?
No, but they can sell their own name. There's now it's not an NCAA violation.
No,
you can get an endorsement from the local restaurant.
I saw a bunch of gyms have done endorsements with football teams.
Several Alabama players are doing PSD underwear.
Mm.
They're doing deals with them. But also, speaking of Alabama, one of my the favorite names, freshman defensive back JaQuincy McKinstry, who has a nickname of Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
He has entered into a partnership with the company who makes Kool-Aid.
Oh, of course he is. God bless that
Good
guy.
Good for him.
And so he has he's making some money off the old Kool-Aid thing.
So is there a limit on how much money they can make? I mean,
I
how
don't
does
think
this
so.
Work?
Do I mean, their quarterback is making $800,000 in deals so far for Bryce Young, sophomore quarterback for Alabama.
What?
But yeah, you're seeing Yeah, you're seeing. Okay, so what's the LSU gymnast? Help me, my brain just went.
Gymnast?
Yeah, I thought it was gymnast.
I have no idea.
Making it like they're expected. She's expected to make $1 million.
Oh wow.
Okay, so why don't we just pay them? I mean, I know this is a way for the NCAA not to pay them and all that kind of
because
stuff.
Because not all the schools can do it that way, man. It sounds great because the big schools can pay
the
kids.
That's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay, but can they get jobs now? Like, because wasn't there a restriction on they couldn't get jobs because if they got a job, they could get paid a whole bunch of money from people? Like, if you're at a restaurant somewhere. Oh, he's the server.
They're still trying to keep it from being weird where people are paying you to go to that school. The problem with the NIL thing, and this is just me saying this, is that you're going to get more money if you go to an Alabama or an LSU or a Florida State than if you go to, you know,
Tennessee
Akron.
Tech.
But let's say I own Bubba's Widgets, and Bubba's Widgets is really huge at Purdue. And, you know, I say, hey, I want you to be Bubba's Widgets spokesperson, and I'm going to pay you $3 million a season.
Yeah.
Could I technically do it? So that's a recruiting tool.
That's a recruit. You can't do it in recruiting. I think
no,
that's
but I'm saying
to
like,
but you can do that once they're there.
What if I tell some kid's uncle?
But you're saying if I set the precedent.
Yeah.
That by the way, if you come to Purdue every year, Bubba's Widgets
pays
$3 million.
Yeah. And that's coming. I mean, there's nothing to stop that.
And I don't know how I'm gonna hook you up.
And I don't even know how you catch someone doing that.
Nope.
Like, how could you?
Yeah.
So well, basically, we're about to enter into the Wild West.
Yeah, the NCAA was trying to stop that stuff from happening. That's why they had these rules in the first place. Of course, there's a lot of downside for those rules. These guys are grown men. Why can't they sell their own name and likeness? So I understand both sides of it, but it's going to change the whole scope of things now that this kind of stuff is happening. I can try to book. There's some guys who are really digging deep into this. I can try to get somebody to come on the podcast. I just thought that might be just for us, but
I mean,
it might be interesting.
I don't want to get so deep into it.
Yeah, you know.
But
a 5-minute explainer, I'd be totally down with. Like somebody to tell me the ins and outs.
Really do it. All I'm saying, all I know about this is that you're talking about the guy. What was his name again?
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Kool-Aid, what's Kool-Aid's name?
Kool-Aid Man.
Just say Kool-Aid. It's good.
It's cool.
That's why you got the endorsement.
JaQuincy McKinstry.
Yeah, that's great. He might have the best name in football for now. But next year.
Oh, no, that's when we get
that's when
DeColdis.
We get DeColdis Crawford. And when DeColdis Crawford is playing at LSU, if he doesn't have an icy endorsement, okay, or some kind of a local air conditioning
DeColdis.
Company.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
That's right. He needs an HVAC guy. Like, listen, I'm DeColdis. If you want to be DeColdis, you can get
such
air conditioning. That guy's already lining up endorsements.
Oh, yeah.
He should be.
That's right. From Shreveport, isn't he?
It's very interesting, though, because, again, this whole thing I think it's going to blow up, and what's going to happen is there will be a backlash because you're going to have some players, like you're talking about the $1 million guy or $1 million gymnast or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some people who make way more money than everybody else, even at their own school. There will be animosity. There's going to be all kinds of just dumb stuff. Somebody's going to get robbed. I mean, if Patrick had $1 million and I had 10, I'm going to sneak some out of his little stash over there. Patrick, leave your door open in your dorm. Then again, do you live in dorms at that point? Or do you
Nobody
buy a house?
Nobody lives in dorms. Nobody lives in dorms.
Well, that's true.
They don't live in dorms.
I just pulled up. Did you know there's a water bottle, an insulated water, stainless steel water bottle, and it's called The Coldest. Can't you see him just doing
that? There it is. Yep.
Dude,
that guy needs an agent to, of course, you can't have an agent. But that guy needs to.
So who
to,
works out
you can have
these
an
deals?
Advisor. You can have an advisor.
Yeah.
He needs
who
to
works
have
out
his
these
name
deals, Patrick? If you can't have an agent,
I don't know who
Again,
does.
Again, you're
it.
Asking me, but that's why I said I don't really know.
So you might be signing if you're like some kid in college. You might be signing a lifelong
that's another
deal.
Another argument for why they didn't allow this is that you're.
So somebody could be taken advantage of.
Is this a whole new group of lawyers?
To get taken advantage of.
Because can you be a lawyer representing this person and all the contracts?
Aren't agents just lawyers?
Yeah, for the most part.
Right, but if you're, I don't know, is it a different, is it semantics that I'm a lawyer, not an agent?
I don't know.
I'm overlooking your contacts for.
What happened?
I took a sip of coffee and as I was smelling it, it's on my fingers and I smelled it and it was like I just drank your poo candle.
Yep.
Dude.
Good for you, bro.
Dude.
Hey, man. Told you. Warned you. Told you. They're good.
I'm sorry to throw y'all off, but that was disgusting. I drank your poo candle smell. I breathed it in with the coffee.
She's giving me the all body shivers.
I don't really know where we go from there. How do we recover from that?
That's hard to.
Yeah.
Well, go wash your hands.
I will in a minute. We're doing a podcast. I can't stop.
Is it smell? You can smell your finger now?
Dude, I smell it. I taste it.
Yummy.
That was the worst.
Hey, we've got Dan and Shay coming up on the show.
Yeah.
Unbelievably, Dan and Shay have an album that comes out and goes gold.
Instantly. First time ever that has happened
in country
for
music.
A country artist ever.
I did ask somebody from Warner Brothers how that happened. And what they said is, they had release already. This was their third single off the album. And there were a couple other songs from the album that they put out on streaming services. So the way they get gold records now is called album equivalent units. So if an album is 12 songs, then you just need to get 12 streams times, I don't know what it is, 100 million. So 1.2 billion streams of tracks from that. It doesn't have to be every track. Like somebody doesn't have to stream all 12 songs. They just have to stream 4 songs 3 times. And they had so many streams off those 3 singles and the other songs that it came out that they already had enough to make it a gold record. It's the first time that's ever happened with a country act that the album came out and it was instantly gold.
That's insane.
That just shows you how much people are streaming Dan and Shay.
Justin asked, how's the taste, better or worse than dog food?
Well,
I will tell you.
Never forget that time we made Bubba eat dog food.
Worse than dog food.
I would imagine.
Dog food was not terrible. I mean, call me crazy. The one y'all fed me, I don't even remember which one it was, like Alpo or whatever.
It was Mighty Dog.
Mighty Dog.
Mighty Dog, because it's so much fun to say.
Mighty Dog.
Mighty Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good old Bubba.
Mm. Well, hope everyone enjoys the candle. And I would, if you're going to burn it, please let us know what happens, because no one's ever burned one.
Mm.
So we don't know how
that's
effective
a good
it is.
Idea for like a party. Like you burn it and see how long you can.
Oh, actually, that's a good idea room. Because that's if you have a party and you want people to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're me and you don't like parties and your wife insists on having one, then you burn one.
Mm-hmm.
If you work at a bar and it's closing time,
closing
you can't get
time.
People to leave.
That's but then you have to smell it too. Though.
I mean, right, but you get to go home. It's fine.
We can't get these 3 drunk idiots out of here and the bouncer's not around. What do we do?
Got a lighter?
Give me that. Give me your lighter.
Or you can put them on a melter to stay safe.
Oh,
yeah. I guess I could make that.
Poop sensies?
Poop sense. What would you call that? Come on, Bubba. You're good at this.
Pinsies.
Poopsies. You got boopsies.
Poopsies, pinsies.
You smelling it right now? You're making the old.
It's on my fingers.
Scratch face, man.
It's on my fingers. And I feel it. You know the little glands at the back of your tongue, like on the side? They're puckered. And I'm salivating.
Your gleek glands?
I'm salivating because I want to spit the coffee. You suck. This is terrible. Like, I'm not kidding.
Darren says I'm going to burn it in my buddy's camper. Darren, you have to let us know how that goes. You have my email address now, so just, once you actually do it, we'll get you on the show. You can tell us about it.
And I'll say that they're all different times or thicknesses of each layer. So if I had to guess, I would say your top layer, and as a whole, in general, it's probably gonna burn a good 45 minutes to an hour, and then you'll get the.
Are you stupid? If it's on your hands, why are you eating the M&Ms?
It's on my left hand. I'm eating the M&Ms with the right.
So anyway, so y'all enjoy those.
Yeah, some people just see them. I don't even know why I try to stop it.
This is how I deal with my pain. This is how I deal with my pain.
Emotional eating.
I'm trying to get any other flavor in my mouth and nasal regions as possible. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all suck.
Well, you are.
How's this our fault?
Yeah.
Because you made me open the candle.
No, I didn't.
I pointed to him. Big D.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
All right. Anything else?
No, I got nothing.
All right. Oh, that's some really big, big clouds headed our way.
I will edit it to here from now on.
Here's Trish Yearwood. Oh, we're about to die. Yeah,
that's where it needs to be.
That's what happens when you open the candle.
I just love it.
Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, for sponsoring the podcast. As always, we love O'Reilly. You guys rock. And we are done now, officially?
We are officially done. Thank y'all. Enjoy your time.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Enjoy your candles.
You can listen to the regular show. On the radio,
but not every day.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Dan and Jay joining us on the hotline. What up, boys?
Big D and Bubba, how you doing, boys? Man, I miss you guys. It's been a while.
Same.
It's been a while. We've
been a while.
Well, what's that?
Nickelback.
I think so.
I don't know. You always sing. You're like constantly singing. It's got to be annoying.
You know, it's pretty annoying, dude, to be honest with you. Asher, my oldest, legitimately, he tells me to be quiet sometimes. Like, I'll be just kind of walking around the house singing, and he's like, Dad, you have got to be quiet. I cannot hear my show. And I'm like, dude, you kidding me right now? Some people pay money to come see this, all
right? That's right.
Put your headphones on, kid.
Yeah, you like those headphones? I paid for those because of this.
Yeah, you hear that voice? I paid for that Paw Patrol movie device that you got on there.
Paw Patrol.
You're probably singing Paw Patrol. You're probably the voice on it. He doesn't even know. You're doing everything.
I am. I'm into the cartoon game. I'm trying to expand a little bit. Get into the cartoons.
At least you didn't do that awful Backyardigans song. Do you remember that?
I do.
Backyardigans. Oh my gosh!
Wow. I didn't realize that you were on that.
It was that bad. That's how bad it was. It sounded like I did it.
I don't even remember that.
Look that up sometime.
I know the Bluey theme.
Oh,
there you go.
So, man,
I'm honestly, we're more on a Magic School Bus right now. I'm more of an old school cartoons guy, and I'm trying to introduce them to like the older ones.
I did that to my kids too.
We don't watch Paw Patrol at all, but we watch Scooby Doo, and we watch the old school Magic School Bus. The graphics are absolutely atrocious, but he doesn't know that at all.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because, like, we do that as parents. We like to force the things we like on our kids. That way we can put up with it.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. They're mainly made for parents. Anyway, I feel like the Disney movies and the Pixar movies are all, it's made for the parents, and yeah. I appreciate that.
Congratulations on the new album of you guys. It's called Good Things. This thing is, I think Patrick was saying it came out and it went gold.
Instant gold.
Like, that's never happened before for a country album. Is this true?
It's true, man. It's insane. It's surreal to hear you talk about that. But, man, we're grateful to country radio for playing the heck out of the first three singles, taking them to number one. And, man, it really got the music out there to the fans, and the fans, you know, consuming it, you know, like crazy. It's been amazing to see that. So it gives us a little bit of insurance if the rest of, you know, if nothing else happens to the album. Hey, it was certified gold. It wasn't a failure. It wasn't a flop. So
yeah.
We're fired up about that, man. What, big news for us.
How do you guys do that? Do you just go and you guys just go buy a bunch of your own albums and hope it goes off?
Yeah. We weren't going to tell you that, but yeah, you got to go physically to a Walmart and a Target.
And just buy them by the boxes.
Can I have a case of my album, please?
Yeah, the lady at the front is like, is this you? And you're like,
no, that's not me.
And why are you buying all of them?
I'm a big fan. I only look like this to look like them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So as, you know, everyone's kind of up in the air about getting back and doing concerts. I know that you guys did the Nashville Centennial Park doing live concerts and stuff. And it's got to feel great to get back out there and with people.
Man, there's nothing like it. It's, I was talking about country radio earlier playing the heck out of our records. It's like, you know, there's nothing like the feeling of having a song sitting up there in the top five and being on the road, feeling that energy and excitement from the fans. And we haven't been able to feel that over the last year. We've had a couple number ones that never got to play. And, man, being back on the road, you know, played some fairs and festivals. We did a big album release concert in Nashville. And just on another level, man. It seems like the fans are ready to get back to live music as much as all the artists are who've missed it so much. And man, the energy was just, it was out of control. And,
we all know what that feels like. Everybody has said the same thing. What is the one thing you miss about not touring?
Oh, man. One thing you miss about not touring, not a lot, man. We've gotten to spend so much time with our families, and we're so thankful for that. That's been obviously a blessing in disguise of just being home and being able to spend time with my kids and Dan with his wife and the dogs and my wife, Hannah. And at this point, I feel like they're like, okay, when are you guys going back out on the road again? I think we're ready for you to do that. But I'm definitely going to miss just the little moments of being home all the time, of being up every morning with the kids. I get to wake up with them. And so I don't envy my wife for having to do that every single day. So I'm ready to possibly sleep in is going to be a nice thing on the road. I definitely get more sleep on the road than I do at home.
Nah, I don't blame you, man. You may get to that part. A lot of artists are like, they go and sleep out in the bus because they got so used to it, and they can only sleep.
Who was it that did that during the lockdown?
Yeah, I heard that. Somebody did that. I'm trying to think of who it was.
In case you didn't, Brett Young.
Yes, Brett.
He went and slept in his bus because he slept better on the road.
I also think he was
That's what he tells you. His wife kicked him out.
He was a newlywed at the time, man.
I don't know. Well, listen, man, congratulations. Good things. It's available now. Make sure you get it. It's huge. This thing is enormous. It's going to be album of the year. Watch. Dan and Shay. Guys, thanks so much. We appreciate it. You know we love you. We'll see you back in studio soon.
Hey, we love you guys, man. Thanks for the kind words. It's always good to hear y'all's voices. And, let's kick it soon.
Later. Bye.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Oh, the other one was there? I didn't even know.
He finally showed up at the very end.
Well, I thought it was just Dan.
It was just, we got only one.
Or Shay.
Shay the whole time until the very end, and they both went, see ya.
That was like Penn and Teller. One doesn't talk.